Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Tuesday, 24th of August, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the Isle of Man. And background to that news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person. 53 new cases, 459 active cases, 11 in nobles, one of which is in ICU. Stress, frustration and antisocial behaviour all involved in a death. Have you declared for keys? Well, the important bit is tomorrow. Writing letters for Afghan refugees and keys candidate Jonathan Kinraid at the end of another flume-free Tuesday at the NSC.
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
And first of all, the update news headlines, 29 minutes before 6. Faster Mai, Lewis Foster.
Faster Mai. An inquest into the death of an Onkin woman has found stress caused by antisocial behaviour was undoubtedly a significant contributing factor. 73-year-old Leslie Cubbon collapsed in August last year, less than an hour after calling the police and telling an operator the disorderly gang of youths would give her a heart attack. A letter-writing campaign's underway in a bid to provide safe haven for Afghan refugees on the Isle of Man. They're being sent to local politicians, urging them to help those affected by the crisis in Afghanistan. And Manx Telecom says Elon Musk's Starlink venture could be useful to Manx properties fibre doesn't reach in the future. The Tesla founder, in partnership with Blue Wave Communications, has been awarded an internet service provider licence to use the satellite spectrum. In international news, Boris Johnson says the Taliban needs to offer flexibility and allow evacuation efforts in Afghanistan to go on past next week. He's been meeting with G7 leaders at an emergency summit, who have also agreed a roadmap for how to engage with the country's new leadership. But speaking earlier, the Taliban said it will change its stance after the 31st of August if Western troops are still in Kabul. Their spokesperson says the deadline has been agreed. And a Scotland-specific coronavirus public inquiry will look at the decisions made around care homes, as well as the economic damage caused by the pandemic. The government there has announced it'll be established by the end of the year. Those are your headlines. I'll be back with more at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Lewis, from the Ronalds Way Met Office. No warnings out at sea. It's calm as anything at the moment on the Isle of Man this evening. A very, very pleasant evening. Dry and sunny, light variable breezes. Overnight, minimum 14 degrees. For tomorrow, Wednesday, Ukraine, mist at first, then fine, dry and sunny, light variable breezes, daytime maximum 22 Celsius, down to 13 through the night. And Thursday, Jordan, cloud and mist at first, burning off in the sunshine with a light east-northeasterly, top temperature 21. Tight on the way out, low water 10 to 8 tonight, sunset 29 minutes past 8, high water 9 minutes to 2 a.m., sunrise 13 minutes past 6, low water tomorrow 10 to 8.
Having a new kitchen fitted or just fancy a change? Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke coloured splashbacks to complete the look. Speak to the team at Manx Glass and Glazing today.
The number of people in hospital on the Isle of Man with COVID-19 dropped today, but active cases are on the up. Lewis Foster back with that detail.
There are now 11 people with COVID-19 in Nobles Hospital compared to 13 yesterday. One person with the virus is receiving treatment in intensive care. Meanwhile, on today's COVID dashboard, government is reporting 53 new cases in the latest 24-hour period. It takes the total number of active cases to 459. That's an overall increase of 7 on the island since yesterday. And since the previous update, 583 PCR tests have been completed from the grandstand, returning a positive result rate of 9.09%. So far, 358 people are booked in for a swab tomorrow.
Stress and frustration caused by antisocial behaviour play the significant part in the death of an Onken woman. Our local Democracy reporter, Chris Cave.
73-year-old Leslie Cubbon phoned the police three times in 12 minutes on the 11th of August last year as a gang of youths threw pears at her home on Ridgeway Road. She was even heard telling an operator at one stage, "I'll have a damn heart attack before this lot's over." It was one of a number of incidents of antisocial behaviour in the area over the past few years. Officers were at the scene in under 20 minutes, after which the disorder seemed to stop, but Mrs. Cubbon's husband discovered her collapsed in the bathroom of their home around half an hour later at 25 past nine. Despite the best efforts of paramedics, they were unable to save her. Coroner of Inquest Jane Hughes ruled the cause of death to be a natural cause due to the obstruction of blood flow to the heart, but she also concluded stress and frustration caused by the actions of youths in and around Onken Park prior to and on the date of the death contributed significantly.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Quick note, by the way, that a visitor to the Isle of Man, a man who was here a few times, has sadly lost his life. The Rolling Stones drummer Charlie Watts has died at the age of 80. To the Isle of Man general election campaign, so you've taken the great step and declared your intention to stand as a candidate in the general election, but once the thunderous applause has died down, the practical side starts rushing in your direction. And one of the most important parts of that process comes tomorrow. John Moss.
Wednesday, August the 25th is when push comes to shove. 1 p.m. to be exact. By that time, your nomination has to have been accepted by the returning officer in the constituency in which you're standing. Well, who can stand a number of boxes you have to tick? Amongst them, you have to have attained the age of 18, are either a British citizen or have the right to remain in the island, and being in jail, incidentally, rules you out. So how do you get over these important nomination hurdles? Well, you find out who your returning officer is. That's an important step. You also need to declare on the radio, in a paper or on social media that you are standing. You need the following to formally stand: someone to propose you, you need someone to second you, then at least 20 registered electors from the constituency you're standing in to assent your nomination. They need to fill in their details on your nomination form. Your returning officer is a very useful source of advice, by the way, especially if you're new to Keys elections. If in doubt and have a question, get the answer. You don't want to get ruled out purely through ignorance. Now, something you'll want to know is how much you're allowed to spend. Quite a lot of detail available in a document you'll find on the government website, usefully titled House of Keys General Election Guidance on Election Funding. It'll tell you what you can do, must do, and all importantly, can't do in cash terms. Starting point, perhaps, the limit on expenditure, £2,150 plus 54p for each registered elector in your constituency. The reason for all this detail required is to create a level playing field for everyone. This is not Dunny and the World. So it defines what's meant by election expenses, posters and banners, a website for the occasion, etc., etc. A lot of detail. There are a range of criminal offences, incidentally. It is possible for the Attorney General to become involved if regulations are broken. So, read the instructions on the back of the packet carefully.
The retail head of the Manx Co-op says there was a definite increase in abuse towards shop workers in 2020. New legislation, the Protection of Workers Bill, has been brought in Scotland to protect retail staff against rising cases of abuse. Andy Corrie from the Manx Co-op told Rob Pritchard the issue has worsened throughout the pandemic.
On the Isle of Man, we're not immune to antisocial behaviour and verbal abuse and sometimes physical abuse in all walks of life. The situation within the retail environment on the Isle of Man is certainly not to the same extent as the UK, but certainly in the UK they were experiencing a significant rise in abuse against shop workers, and it was felt that the sanctions against people who were guilty of those crimes weren't stiff enough and that the law didn't protect shop workers enough. So a consortium of different retailers lobbied all of the UK governments to try and stiffen up the laws, and the Scottish government have now, as you've said, changed the law to effectively sharpen up the criminality of abuse against shop workers and increase the sanctions, which we absolutely, all retailers welcome that and the protection that it gives to our workers.
In terms of numbers, maybe, but particularly, obviously, we look back in 2019 and then since the pandemic started in early 2020, have you seen a change in the level of abuse that some workers may have received?
There was, unfortunately, a worrying increase in antisocial behaviour towards colleagues in retail environments and particularly verbal abuse. Now, I would say that that was absolutely felt like it was born out of frustration of various situations. So whether this was mask wearing, whether this was around social distancing, whether this was around looseness around those areas or being too stringent around those areas. So there was lots of different factors, but it felt that a small minority of people did become very frustrated, and that did at times result in antisocial behaviour, verbal abuse, and even in some isolated cases, physical abuse. So there was a definite increase during 2020 as compared to 2019, and it is felt that the pandemic was probably a big part of that.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
19 minutes before 6, Ben McCree left Heysham at 2:15. She's safely on the link span in Douglas Harbour at the moment. She'll be leaving at 7:45, heading for Heysham, getting there at 11:30 tonight. The overnight departure, 2:15 a.m. back in Douglas at 6 o'clock. High-speed craftsman Annan left Douglas at 4:13. She'll be in Liverpool at 6:30, leaving Liverpool at 8:30, and back to Douglas at 11:15 tonight. Tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. departure for Manannan is to Dublin.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
A temperature measuring device is currently bobbing around in Port Erin Bay. Why, you ask? Well, it's on trial after being built by a Bradham-based firm, Manx Technology Group. They develop ideas and explore markets for those ideas worldwide. Their chief exec is Joe Hughes.
There's obviously a growing interest in the climate and things like water quality, air quality and water temperature. So we figured, well, rather than just talk about, let's test something. So one of our engineers had the idea of using some of the IoT sensors and putting them in a buoy, which we did. And you know, they attached it to their boat and it worked. So then we approached the DOI, the Harbours Division, and asked about could we put this alongside one of their buoys in situ to test, which they assisted with and they were agreeable to. And essentially what happens is the sensor inside the buoy transmits using a low power network, which is provided by the digital agency, part of DfE. And then the data gets sent to the cloud, and obviously it's available for anyone to view and download and analyse.
Who would be interested in this information?
So the inquiries we had, which kind of led to the trial, was twofold, really. Utility companies and similar bodies like environmental protection agencies. And then the other one were more hobbyist groups like triathlon clubs, open water swimming groups, all around the UK and sometimes in Europe, where they say, can we measure water temperature? And we say yes. But then they say, but it's in a lake or it's in this bay. It'd be great if it could be out in the bay. And that's kind of what led to it. The real test is when it approaches winter and see how it handles the Manx weather.
Yes, how robust it is. And how much does this thing cost?
So the sensors themselves are inexpensive. So I think the whole solution costs less than £200. And obviously, you know, at volume, that's probably less than £100 because, you know, they're inexpensive sensors. They run on battery. They transmit using wireless. So they're quite commodity. Sort of the challenge is making it in a way that is useful to people and the data is useful to people.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
Good evening. 16 minutes before 6 on Update, live from the Isle of Man. The Isle of Man FSA, the Financial Services Authority, has appointed Bettina Roth as the next chief exec. Mrs. Roth brings a wealth of international experience. She's served in a number of senior roles in a 29-year career. She'll head up the island's financial services regulator at a pivotal stage in its development, taking over as CEO from Karen Badgerow, who retired in July after 6 years at the helm. Bettina Roth currently works for the Cayman Islands Military Authority and will relocate to the Isle of Man in the autumn with husband David. Well, remember BlackBerry, the smartphone pioneer, silently moving on and shifting its attention to smart cars and its QNX technology. It recently partnered with Amazon to create a new cloud-based platform called BlackBerry Ivy, which collects real-time data and makes recommendations about road conditions, available parking spaces, and where the next electric charging or petrol station is. The platform also gives developers outside the vehicle industry the opportunity to contribute new in-vehicle features and services. BlackBerry's QNX software is already installed in 195 million cars.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks edged higher as investors took heart from the US FDA, the Food and Drug Administration's full approval of the Pfizer vaccine and calming worries about imminent tapering from the Fed Reserve. US stocks gained optimism over earnings, and the economic reopening at least temporarily outweighed lingering concerns over the virus and changes to monetary policy. Oil prices went up as Mexico suffered a big suspension of production and US regulators issued their first full approval of a COVID-19 vaccine. Gold consolidated above $1,800 as some investors bet the recent surge in COVID-19 cases would steer the US Fed away from tapering its economic support at its Jackson Hole symposium. In corporate news, travel-related stocks were on the rise, with Whitbread, IAG and Rolls-Royce all higher. Sainsbury's was the worst performer on the index, having surged higher on Monday. The numbers now at the close. Ramsey Crookall reporting. The FTSE 100 up 0.25% at 7,125. The DAX in Frankfurt closed up 0.33% at 15,905. At 5 o'clock, still rolling on in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial up 0.1%, 35,375. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up 0.33% at 14,996. And the S&P 500 in Chicago up just over 0.1% at the moment at 4,486. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling currently worth $1 US dollar 37.1 cents, €1 16.7 cents and 20 South African rand 60.9 cents. And finally, in commodities, gold up 0.6% at $1,806 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil up 2.75% at $70.56.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
A letter-writing campaign's underway in a bid to provide safe haven for Afghan refugees on the Isle of Man. They're being sent to Manx politicians, urging them to help those affected by the crisis in Afghanistan. Christian Aid coordinator Louise Whiteleg is one of those behind the project.
The letter-writing is all the prospective MHKs out there will be getting a copy, and I shall resend them when after the election and we know who's in place. Because I really think the refugee question on the Isle of Man is a very toxic one. The coverage that there's been in this last week and some of the vitriol on the Facebook is very difficult to read, and very upsetting. I do feel like there's a seed change happening and that people are more and more understanding. Maybe it's coming on the back of COVID. And I really feel that there has been a shift change.
But people are entitled to opinions.
Of course people are entitled to their opinions. And it's based on their experience. And if they've had difficulty seeing a doctor or difficulty with accommodation...
I'm talking about the vitriol, though. You're saying you know...
Absolutely. Mm. It comes from their own personal experience. The context of the particular Afghan refugees that we're talking about at the moment are likely to be highly educated people, all of whom probably speak English because they've all been working with the English government and the English embassies and the English charities. And these are people that have done their bit for not only their country, but Britain as well. It's a bit like the Gurkhas. And it's a bit like the argument there, isn't it?
Yeah, the people from a foreign country. The argument at the same time that our own servicemen that are living homeless on the streets, etc. These are the things that when that refugee appeals come up. These are the stories that we hear. You know, we have to look after our own first.
It truly is heartbreaking, but it doesn't mean that you can't do the two at the same time. I cannot stand to see any sort of injustice, be it on the island or off island. I just happen to believe that we are one global community and that each one of us needs to support and do everything that's within our power to do.
Manx Radio Sport.
Mastermind Dave Moore.
Mark Cavendish is back in action in 48 hours' time for the opening stage of the Deutschland Tour. The four-day event is run over a distance totalling more than 700 kilometres. The early stages will favour the sprinters, but ends with a dozen climbs and a rise of around 2,000 kilometres. It's the second time Cavendish will have competed at the Deutschland Tour. Steve Luton won two of four races at Onken Raceway last night. He topped the podium, edging out Mark Hargreaves, who also claimed a couple of victories. It was a night to remember too for the Tier family in the junior rods class. McCauley won the white and yellows contest, while brother TJ gained the most points on the night. There were wins too for Shannon Moore and Sorcha Wade. Scotland head coach Steve Clarke has signed a new contract through to the end of Euro 2024. Meanwhile, he's named his squad for the upcoming World Cup qualifiers. David Marshall's been dropped after being the first choice keeper at Euro 2020. St Johnstone keeper Xander Clarke and Motherwell's Liam Kelly have been called up. Scott McTominay misses out with injury. Captain Andrew Robertson and Kieran Tierney, who've both been dealing with knocks, are included. Wales interim boss Robert Page has stuck with the core of his Euro 2020 squad for their World Cup qualifiers, including Gareth Bale and Aaron Ramsey. Meanwhile, Johnny Evans has been included in Northern Ireland's squad, even though boss Ian Barraclough admits he's a major doubt. Paralympians have been urged to show the world their skill, strength and determination after the Tokyo Games were declared officially open. The cauldron was lit by three Japanese athletes, which sparked a spectacular fireworks display. Five-time swimming champion Ellie Simmons and archer John Stubbs shared responsibility of carrying the British flag.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
9 minutes before six, the 25 past five Loganair inbound from Manchester got in 10 minutes early. Next out is the 6:30. Sorry, next in is the 6:30 from Gatwick, the EasyJet. Departing tonight, the 6 o'clock Liverpool Loganair patient transfer plane. That will be back tonight at 7:45. Then departing at 7 o'clock tonight, EasyJet to Gatwick. On the roads between Cuaig and Douglas by the Nunnery, 24-hour temporary lights on the Old Castletown Road by the White Oak for cable laying. That's on till the 17th of September. To the end of this month, the area of the Braid's got a 30-mile-an-hour speed limit between the Braid and the Cool, also on the Glendarroch Road between the Braid and Glenvine for line painting. Between St John's and Lower Foxdale, the main A3's got temporary lights daytime, so do watch out for that tomorrow morning between 9 and 4:30. Druidell Road's closed for resurfacing work in Andreas. Temporary lights 24 hours a day for site entrance work, and temporary lights in Kirkmichael still for that work on the pavements on Main Road. Ballabeg's got temporary lights at Duck Street for the installation of new speed watch signs. Richmond Hill still got those issues. Braddon One Ways by Braddon Road, Braddon Bridge, Bala Fletcher Road, Strang Road down to the Strang roundabout and beyond. Ballasella temporary lights for the new bypass, and in Williston, Snaefell Road is still closed.
The island's new solely dedicated electric and hybrid vehicle service centre. Get more with Quayside. The Isle of Man general election 2021 coverage on Manx Radio.
Jonathan Kinraid is standing as a candidate for Ramsey in the forthcoming election. He's 45, lives with his partner in Dalby. They're in the process of moving home to the town he hopes to represent as a member for the House of Keys. He's up against Dr. Alex Allinson, Robert Cowell, Laurie Hooper, Luke Parker, Leonard Singer and Erica Spencer. And he's not too concerned. He's not based there at the moment.
Well, we will be living in Ramsey. I'd hope to be living in Ramsey by now, but that slowed us down. Alan Bell didn't live in Ramsey. And you are right, a few people have already mentioned that to me as a concern to them. I don't believe it's an issue. I spent loads of my childhood in Ramsey visiting aunties and uncles and relatives and grandparents, and it's the Isle of Man. My work has taken me all over the island. I might be based in Dalby at the moment, but we certainly don't spend a lot of time there.
We haven't mentioned the M word. Would you like to go ahead?
Oh, okay, took me a second there. You're talking about the marina. Well, that first, I you can't build on the beach. There are many reasons for that.
Are you in favour of a marina for Ramsey, first of all? Before we go into the detail, are you in favour of a marina for Ramsey?
With the current proposals, no, not in a million years, absolutely not. Am I in favour of looking into the option of a carefully planned and a marina that would complement what Ramsey already has, allow the Carver to continue to operate as it already does, bring investment to the town and not destroy the beach? Then yes, I think most people I've spoken to, even if they're completely against the plans that are on the table at the moment, or might be on the table, we don't actually know, nobody's actually pushed that forward over the last few weeks, but if they were to, then yeah, I am absolutely against those plans as they stand, or any plans that would interfere with the operation of the harbour or the foreshore.
Where do you see Ramsey being won and lost? What issues?
I don't believe anywhere should be won and lost on one particular issue, or two particular issues, to be honest. But to answer your question, I think the marina, for whatever reason, is looking like it's going to become a primary concern to a lot of people.
For more general election coverage, including candidate profiles, full interviews, videos, manifestos and more, visit the Manx Radio general election mini-site at manxradio.com.
That's it for Update tonight. By the way, in case you were wondering, it was 57 years and a week ago that the Rolling Stones appeared at the Palace Ballroom, the Palace Lido. Charlie Watts, the drummer, sadly died today. That's it for Update tonight. Compiled from the resources, the Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Lewis Foster, producer William King. I'm Andy Wind. And there's another Update. 5:30 tomorrow evening. Remember, if you have a comment about the news agenda, just a story you think we should be covering, or you just want to say hello from near or far, the email address for Update is update@manxradio.com. It's a gorgeous evening across the Isle of Man tonight. Hope you make the most of it.